More infrastructure, please. That's what regional councils are telling the federal government in a bid to attract more workers into rural Australia and keep them there. Industries ranging from food manufacturing to healthcare say they desperately need more staff and that they're having trouble convincing them to make the move. And today, a Senate inquiry will examine what needs to change. Claudia Long reports.
If you're looking for a job, Shepparton Mayor Kim O'Keefe thinks you should give Northern Victoria a go.
We have lots of industry growing and we have lots of interest across our community, so it's an exciting time.
The Greater Shepparton Council is one of 159 organisations that have made a submission to the Senate inquiry looking at jobs for the future in regional areas. Mayor Kim O'Keefe says while many industries in the area known as Victoria's Food Bowl are experiencing growth, the picture isn't totally rosy.
Different industries will tell you different things, and it's it can be quite extreme. You know, you have some industries that will say they need 200 workers. Our unemployment they say is high, but then we have these advertised positions that they're saying they're finding it difficult to get workers.
About 100 kilometres down the road in the city of Wangaratta, employers are in a similar position.
We are very short on workers in the area at the moment. If you go and look online in Wangaratta, and it's just our surrounding townships alone, there's 191 jobs.
Celeste Brockwell is the council's manager of economic development. She says more state and federal infrastructure investment is key.
We need infrastructure on our roads, our drainage, water connection, sewerage.
And that includes investing in better digital facilities too. It's hoped improved infrastructure will not only mean more people coming to town, but fewer leaving once they're done with high school.
They're moving out, coming back in their late 30s. It looks like a big hourglass our population at the moment.
The Australian Manufacturing Workers Union has another idea it'll put to the inquiry today.
One of the key concerns is that there's a fundamental lack of access to finance and capital to allow manufacturing companies to expand.
The union's research officer, Adam Willerdeck, says that could be solved with a manufacturing finance corporation to create manufacturing jobs.
It's basically modelled along the same lines of the Clean Energy Finance Corporation that looks to offer concessional investment.
While places like Wangaratta and Shepparton are home to major manufacturing industries, the latest data from the Bureau of Statistics shows there are fewer people employed in manufacturing than ever. Both districts have been diversifying their economies, with healthcare and retail now major employers and renewable energy growing too. Despite the region's current worker woes, Shepparton Mayor Kim O'Keefe is optimistic about the future for jobs in regional Victoria.
Cities are bursting, they're becoming so congested. So this is a great opportunity. You can have a career here, you can stay on and live here, and you can raise a family, have affordable housing.
The Senate committee is expected to deliver its final report in December.
Claudia Long reporting. From today, there'll be a big change in the way veterans access healthcare services, and some healthcare professionals are worried it will discourage vets from seeking the care they need. From now on, anyone holding a Department of Veterans Affairs health card will have to see their doctor more often before seeking out other services like physiotherapists and psychologists. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
I guess you can see I've drawn all over it.
This ex-serviceman, we'll call Patrick, is preparing to renovate his kitchen. It's been modified so it's easier for him to use. Patrick uses a wheelchair after an accident while he was in the Air Force more than 20 years ago. And help from his occupational therapist with a job like this is crucial.
I require, obviously, equipment to get around due to access and mobility. And I have health issues that are due to the injury I sustained.
But the Perth resident is worried that a new healthcare system for veterans is going to be disruptive. From today, anyone with either a white or gold veterans health card will have to get a new referral from their GP to see an allied health professional. People such as a psychologist, occupational therapist, dietitian or physio after 12 sessions or 12 months, whichever comes first. And Patrick reckons it's an unnecessary burden.
So I've seen the same physio for the last 20 years. I now have to go to my GP to get a referral. And there's obviously a reason for this, although I can't see it.
Occupational therapist Angela Rainbow runs a business that treats hundreds of veterans in Perth and regional Western Australia. Many have mobility issues and getting to their next appointments can be stressful, so much so that she thinks requiring extra visits to a GP might discourage some from seeking the care they need.
They'll probably get a lot of pain, depression, loss of function. It'll just end up in a downward spiral.
And she's not the only one to raise concern. In June, Liberal Senator Erica Betts wrote to the Veterans Affairs Minister Darren Chester asking for the change to be suspended, arguing the cost to the taxpayer and the aggravation to the veteran was an unnecessary burden. He declined to comment when contacted by the ABC, but it's understood he still holds concerns. The Australian Medical Association, however, backs the plan. Dr. Richard Kidd is the chairman of the AMA's Council of General Practitioners.
We see again and again preventable hospital admissions because there hasn't been timely, effective, efficient communication of important information.
The Minister for Veterans Affairs, Darren Chester, wasn't available for an interview, but in a statement he says the team-based approach ensures everyone is working together to achieve the best possible outcome for veterans.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.